WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Next month, the NBC series Cheers will present its final episode, which will include a return appearance by former cast member Shelley Long, who played Diane. But tonight, after 6 years of trying to establish a film career, Long is back on TV with a new series. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Shelley Long's decision to leave Cheers is one of those monumental examples of superstar ego and blind ambition. Like Pernell Roberts walking away from Bonanza, or McClane Stevenson leaving MASH. But now, after a string of disappointing movies and telemovies like Hello Again and The Lives of Trudy Chase, Shelley Long is returning to the sitcom form, and beginning what looks like the start of another string of disappointments. This series is called Good Advice and trades on the intellectual innocent image the actress fostered as Diane Chambers. In Good Advice, she plays Susan DeRuza, a marriage counselor who's written bestsellers on how to maintain a happy marriage. She works in an office suite where one of the other occupants is a divorce lawyer named Jack Harold, who's played by Treat Williams. And Jack gets understandably upset when Susan steals one of his clients from their shared waiting room.
Jack, I believe I can help this woman.
I can help her too. Watch. Your husband is sewage. You'd be happier without him. Just tell me what you want and I will get it for you. Then you can write me a check and get on with your life. It would take you 8 years to do that.
Jack, you obviously don't believe in therapy.
Wrong. I just don't believe in marriage.
That's because he's never been married.
That's because I've never met anyone married who was happy.
Susan thinks she's happily married, but when she comes home early from a business trip to surprise her husband, she's surprised to find him with another woman. She is, but we're not. The only surprise in this scene, and this whole show, is how predictable and average it is.
Well, this is what I get for telling 6 million women how to keep their husbands aroused. What a fraud I am!
Susie, don't do this to yourself. You should be mad at me, not at you.
Don't tell me what to do with my anger. I have a PhD in psychology.
Naturally, Susan's gonna dump the husband, probably use Jack as her divorce attorney, and end up in a moonlighting-type love-hate relationship. Or, better still, make that a Sam and Diane love-hate relationship. Surprisingly, Williams is more at ease in this pilot than Long is. Then again, he's got a lot less riding on it. Good Advice is co-created by Danny Jacobson, who co-created Mad About You with Paul Reiser, so you'd expect this show to be better than it is. CBS probably did too. It's been holding on to this series since the beginning of the season, and appears to know a loser when it sees one. You could say that Long made a bad choice in her comeback TV attempt, except that she didn't just choose it. The credits to the show include a very significant line, based on a character by Shelley Long. So once again, as when she agreed to star in Troop Beverly Hills, she has only herself to blame. Shelley Long doesn't need Good Advice the series. She just needs some good advice.
David Bianculli just resigned from his position as TV critic for the New York Post, and he's currently writing the next chapter of his life.